Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Kia ora, Bryce. How are you?
Maureen, very well, thanks, Rachel. I think this is the first time we've chatted about politics.
It is. I think we might have done it once a million years ago when I covered, but this is the first in the official capacity, I believe.
Okay.
So it's nice to chat to you this morning.
Yes, it's great.
Hey, we're talking, first of all, about the Francis Review, which is on toxic workplace bullying culture in Parliament. Well, that's what it's found, at least. Could you tell us a little bit about this? What is the review? Why is it happening? And what has it found?
Yeah, so, of course, just throughout the world at the moment, we're having a lot of scrutiny on workplace relationships, or should I say workplace conditions, and whether people are suffering harassment, either in a bullying way or in a sexual harassment way. This is just happening the world over. I think it's a trend. It's, you know, it's the Me Too sort of thing, but it's also, I think people are really taking that kind of anti-establishment, sort of anti-authority mood, and they're wanting to see whether elites are abusing their power in lots of different ways. So this has kind of flowed through to lots of different things in New Zealand, whether it's in law firms, lots of different institutions, to see whether there's, you know, untoward, well, any abuse happening. And so this was announced late last year by the Speaker of Parliament, Trevor Mallard. They got Bebe Francis in to really just go and talk to lots of people and do a survey of staff, find out whether people are being bullied, abused, etc. The report finally came out this week, and I mean, it's pretty explosive stuff. Even though it doesn't deal with any particular, you know, investigations of bullying, it just surveys the scene and finds out that there's a very toxic environment for a lot of staff working for politicians in Parliament. So, and then it's moved on, of course, in the sense that there's been some allegations of rape on the parliamentary campus. And we finally had someone actually stood down and investigated yesterday. So it's pretty explosive stuff.
So this is, I mean, to my knowledge, this is the first time I can remember something like this happening in New Zealand's parliament, at least within, you know, the last sort of however many years. Is there a precedent for this kind of investigation in New Zealand, in our own government? Right, so this is quite
This is new ground. It's unprecedented. And it really does speak to how much we're taking those issues of sexual harassment and bullying seriously. I mean, it's not just in Parliament, of course. You know, there's been investigations into so many other workplaces going on. So it's just inevitable that it had to come to politics eventually. And because, you know, they are really unusual relationships in Parliament, especially those employment relations. Because MPs, yes, they're the boss of these workers, but in a sense they're not really as well, because we have this odd situation where it's actually the Parliament that's the boss, you know, that is the actual employer of these staff members. So the lines of responsibility aren't that clear. And of course, MPs are just, you know, strange creatures. You know, they're not really bosses. They are elected representatives.
Exactly. I guess we're technically their bosses in many ways,
right,
too.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, but to get to Parliament, you kind of have to be quite special in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of mean that in, you know, different senses, in that, you know, you have to be quite talented, but also you have to have a strong ego. And sometimes you have to get there through, you know, climbing over people, you know, and being quite ruthless. And then once you're in Parliament, you're told how great you are, you know, and everyone adores you apparently, and you can become a bit unreal, and you start treating people badly.
Mm.
So I think that's what's happened.
It is certainly like a very singular experience. There's, you know, you have such a public front, but you also have all this pressure as well. I guess we saw a lot last year, the strain on the National Party internally, and some like issues that were going on there, interpersonal issues, definitely ego issues, things like that. But obviously,
we're talking Jamie Lee Ross here.
Yeah, we are talking Jamie Lee Ross here. Yep, and other things.
Meg Barry had that controversy, and we had, of course, Mika Whaitere also was, you know, sacked from cabinet
for
her alleged bullying as well.
So this is kind of something that it's not necessarily party specific. There seems to be specific issues with specific parties, but across the board in Parliament there seems to be an issue. What has the Francis Review said? Does it give any sort of like guidelines for how things should be changing, or is it just pointing out the problem?
No, it does actually. It had an extraordinary, I think, 72, 73 recommendations for change.
Far out.
And those have been overshadowed by a lot of this, the coverage of the more explosive stuff. And I'm a bit embarrassed to say I can't really remember what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember looking back at them and thinking a lot of them seemed quite sensible.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them is this idea of a code of conduct for everyone to sign. So to come up with some acceptable standards that everyone, you know, keeps to, and then if you break them, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But
that seems like very basic and sensible advice, really.
Yeah.
I mean, most workplaces have something like that built into it. Yeah. Why shouldn't Parliament?
Exactly. Generally, I think there's just an attempt to have a bit more accountability, a bit more transparency.
Mm.
And Parliament, I mean, it should be a place of great transparency and accountability, but it really isn't.
Yeah.
Because the politicians control it, and it's not really in their interest to have a lot of those things.
Mm.
So I think they will fight against too much reform.
Well, that's going to be interesting. I certainly think it'll be interesting to follow how this is sort of played out, because I think it will say, a lot about the way that Parliament is addressing this, says a lot about how New Zealand, I guess, approaches these issues as well. Because if you think about Parliament being, albeit a very singular microcosm of the way that New Zealanders interact, it is quite significant to watch sort of your elected representatives sort of have this situation, I guess, around them. It is something.
And I think people do expect them to be leaders.
Absolutely. That's why we elect them, isn't it? Yeah.
And it seems they might be worse.
Yeah.
Than,
yeah.
So I used to say that's a micronism, but of society as large. But it actually might be worse. That's
yeah.
The problem.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So we expect these politicians to be leaders and to be fixing all problems in society, and we have lots of problems.
Mm.
But you know, if they're actually having all these toxic sort of relations, you know, with the people they work with, it's kind of a bit. It brings Parliament and democracy and politics into disrepute.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I think
clean it up, guys. Come on,
clean it up.
You
yep.
can definitely do better than this. We were wondering as well, because we spoke to Paula Bennett yesterday about various things, but one of the things we chatted to her about was something that Simon Bridges said in the news a couple of days ago about the relationship National wants to sort of improve with America, and he used some interesting language. He said that he wanted to sort of win the trust and attention of America, which seems like quite strange things to say. And Paula didn't really have, she didn't sort of really tell us much about that, but we're wondering what does that strike for you when you hear Simon say that? What does that mean? Does that mean that he thinks that there's sort of some sort of distrust there? I mean, there seems to be a very healthy relationship from diplomats coming over here and talking about the solidity of the relationship. What does that mean to you when he says something like that?
It means that National are kind of reverting to type, in a sense, because traditionally New Zealand has had a very close relationship with the US since the 1950s, really. And National's always been the party that has been most keen on that close relationship. But it is true that we've moved away from it in recent decades. And the world's changed so much. And so, especially with that shift of New Zealand more towards Asia and relations with China, trading relations.
So we have a free trade agreement with China, and we have other free trade agreements. So is this sort of to do with that as well, do you reckon?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is a lot to do with that. But to me, it is kind of nostalgia. And it's that kind of National Party worldview that is very much that America is the centre of the world. And that, and they are still, let's be frank, they are still the dominant superpower. And Nationals always, wanted to be part of that, strongly part of that alliance. And we have shifted away from that. Ironically, of course, under this current government, there's been a shift back towards the US, especially with the influence of Winston Peters and Ron Mark. They really have tried to push New Zealand to have closer relations with the US. And so it was interesting to see Winston Peters' response to this report, because what we're talking about here is the National Party put out a new policy statement saying this is kind of what we're thinking about, what our policy will be in terms of international relations, trade. And Winston Peters responded saying, hey, that's all great. I actually agree with all of this. He did criticise them for their last time in government not really living up to this type of US orientation.
Mm.
But But yes, certainly Winston Peters is quite, well, he's wildly pro-American, to be honest.
Right.
And so so this government under his influence has been a bit more pro-American. I don't think Labor's been particularly happy about this. But Peters,
but it is a coalition government, so
it is a coalition government, and Peters has shifted the kind of gravity back towards the US. But I don't really know how seriously to take this National Party statement that we're going to become big friends with the US again. I mean, in a sense, New Zealanders really value this idea of an independent foreign policy and sort of being not closely aligned with other countries. So. Yeah, I'm not really sure it's going to fly, to be honest, as a really strong pitch for New Zealand to become more American.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bryce Edwards, for chatting to us this morning. We will speak to you very soon, I'm sure.
Good stuff.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.